Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow is 7:20, Polokwane 6:20, and Mahikeng 6:19.
An update about the situation in Fairland. The earlier stationary track on the N1 South before Beyersnoot Deer Drive has been cleared. Traffic is still queuing from about Winnie Mandela Drive's exit. And then in Sunning Hill on the N1 North, there's been an accident after the Winnie Mandela Drive exit.
Debrez Shamsi credits a team effort and a proud Proteas moment as they get to their first final, and Andy Murray remains hopeful about playing at Wimbledon.
Discussions on the formation of a government of national unity have seemingly hit another roadblock as haggling over cabinet positions threaten to derail the process. Negotiations between the two biggest parties, the ANC and the DA, are still up in the air. According to the latest report, the DA is demanding 9 portfolios, while the ANC is only offering 6. Anastasi Mokgobo has more insights.
After initially demanding 12 positions in the cabinet, the DA has revised its ask to 9. The party argues that on a proportional basis, it qualifies for 9 positions in the government. In a freshly leaked letter, DA leader John Steenhuisen told President Cyril Ramaphosa that his party is making more sacrifices than the ANC.
The ANC has offered the DA the portfolios of Home Affairs, Basic Education, Public Works, Communications and Forestries, Fishery and the Environment.
The ANC had also offered Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, which it has since replaced with Tourism, something the DA has dismissed. Additionally, the DA has asked for 2 more portfolios from Sports, Art and Culture, Agriculture or Public Service and Administration. Steenhuisen has now taken the offer back to the party for final decision. Anastasi Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News.
But it doesn't end there. President Cyril Ramaphosa has seemingly drawn a line in the sand amid a flurry of letters between the two parties. And he says the parties that joined the GNU were close in agreement, but progress was stalled when the DA made additional demands. Meanwhile, the Minerals Council says in the past 30 years, around 130,000 jobs were lost in the mining industry. The biggest losses were recorded in the gold sector, where more than 300,000 jobs were lost. Other mining sectors were able to absorb most of these workers but couldn't meet the demand. Here's Minerals Council Chief Economist Ihu Pinar.
And that is a function of a structural decline in production in gold mining. We've been mining gold for more than 100 years.
And then to Kenya, following President William Ruto's rejection of the contentious finance bill yesterday, Kenyans are waiting to see what Parliament will do to stop it from becoming law. More than 20 people lost their lives during violent protests against the bill. A researcher at the Institute for Pan-African Thought and Conversation, Immaculate Liaga, says Ruto himself can't withdraw the bill, but if he doesn't sign it, it automatically becomes law after 3 weeks.
People are arguing that for the army to be called to restrain the demonstration and protest, they had to call the parliament overnight. In 30 minutes, the parliament had settled down for this decision. So why can they use the same energy to deal with this issue of the bill?
I'm Marlene Fischer. More on these and other stories at 6.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Goodbye.